Tab Blokes Day Out. Eagle Farm Racecourse this weekend. Tickets from $10 at brc.com.au.
It is Monday. Welcome to it. Plenty on the show today, including Egg Boy, the adventures of...
Egg Boy. He's going to go out and egg a few more people now. He's rich. He's social influencer.
Yeah. Is he now because of the egg?
I think he got 400,000 followers on something or other.
He'll drop off quickly. You better keep egging or keep egging.
You asked an interesting question off air, Marta. You asked, because it was a singular egg, did he bring the egg from home? Did he buy it on the way there? Can you buy a single egg? Many questions that need to be answered. What do you reckon?
I can remember my mum, but egging used to be popular when we were kids, like egging houses.
I miss it.
Yeah. And I remember watching the news with my mum one day when I was a kid, or mum and dad one day, and they said, who can afford to egg houses?
Oh, my grandmother used to get super upset with people wasting eggs.
We were obviously so poor that no one would think about throwing an egg.
Too good.
I remember one broke one day in the kitchen and mum still cooked with it.
Yeah, you lap it all up.
Oh, yeah.
Or you give it to your dog to give it a good coat.
Egging. What's your favourite bovine? I like a moose. Are you into your bisons? What else were we talking about?
MasterChef there. I thought we were doing a cooking podcast for a second.
I was talking about the one thing that upsets couples in a relationship, and it's not money, sex or kids.
Insane.
Renovations.
I'm so happy I've had no part of that yet, being
it's
a
coming.
Lifelong renter.
Yeah, Marto has.
Geez, you take your time. That's another thing we were talking about today, how you finally got your licence when you're 30. Yeah. You'll do your first reno and you'll be 72.
We'll take a deep dive into the NRL round one as well.
You know, if I was going to egg, I'd take some flour and milk as well. I'd just batter.
Yeah,
just
nice.
Batter people.
I went to egg houses when I was a kid. We had a neighbour who was just the worst. He was the worst bloke. We were going to egg his house one day. My dad has caught my friend and I leaving the house with eggs, and I don't eat eggs. I'm not a fan of eggs. So my dad's like, you're going to egg a house.
What were you carrying them in? In the carton?
Just in a little carton, a little pack of six, right? We're going out at night. My dad goes, what are you doing? Did you just buy those eggs? I said, yeah. He goes, mate, if you're going to egg someone's house, they're new eggs. He goes, leave them out in the sun for a week. Then throw them.
Good one.
Yeah. Dodgy dad.
Good dad. Top dad. Yeah, he said, let them just get a bit rotten.
Anyone ever make a spud gun?
No.
Yes. Shoot whole spuds.
I almost died due to a mate's spud gun. He filled it up. He filled it up, Robin. You don't know? You never made a spud gun?
No.
Have you ever seen it? Like you get the PVC pipe.
There's acetylene gas in there.
I'm not going to explain on a podcast how to make a weapon.
I think it's on the deep web somewhere.
Yeah.
Spud gun.
Yeah, we had one and my mate could fire, potatoes over the block. So he'd shoot it. We'd run through this little side alley onto the football field, the next block over, and try and catch... The potato, right? But one day, he was click, 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 nothing. And he goes, it's broken. He turned it at me.
Oh, no. Right?
And I've ducked down and he said, mate, it's broken. And then turned it up and hit it one more time and it's gone, tunk. Would have just taken my head off.
Imagine if you
death
were killed
by potato, which is how I am going to die, but not in that way. It's a heart attack, but I think some will refer to it as death by potato.
What were we talking about again? You ever thought of taking egging up a notch? Like if you really hate someone, go to the preparation of frying the egg first or making an omelette. And so this guy really does hate me.
What, and then slide it through the letterbox.
This wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. Yeah.
Wow.
There's capsicum in that. Yeah. He's chopped up some peppers. This guy hates me. He loves cooking, but he hates me.
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Senator Fraser Anning is a complete fool.
Yeah, he's a fool.
He got 19 primary votes in the election and somehow became a Senator of Australia and now goes round Australia espousing some fairly evil views. He was at a far-right get-together in Melbourne on Saturday when he was making some very large and ridiculous claims when he was egged by a 17-year-old boy.
When people are getting attacked in their own...
Okay, now you guys know the story.
That was the egging,
was
it?
That was
the first one.
And what a sentence as well. When people are getting attacked in their own...
So the young bloke was filming it, of course. He got to get it on film, otherwise it didn't happen. Got egged. The first noise was the egg hitting Fraser Anning's skull.
So it was he came from behind, did he, and slapped it?
Over on the left. And Fraser Anning, 69-year-old bloke, he is then hit him. That second noise you heard was him
left
slapping
hook.
Him with the left. And then he threw a straight left and actually punched this guy.
Yeah.
And then
good combo.
And then the far right... the far right supporters of Fraser Anning have. Well, how would you describe it? You're better at UFC than
roided,
me.
Roided up face tattooed men jumped on this bloke, and it says a lot because you know that'd be there. Probably they've been wishing for this moment forever. That's why they're going to the gym getting face tats. They can't wait for a fight to start. They've got one, and 30 of them couldn't choke out a teenage boy.
Well, it wasn't 30. There was two of them, but the young bloke thought it was 30. Egg boy.
Don't egg politicians. You get tackled by 30 bogans at the same time. I learnt the hard way.
Spoken by Egg Boy Canberra.
Egg boy.
Nick Hoveney, now with Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Okay, so the rest of you, as opposed to Marto, the biggest threat to marital harmony, it's not sex, it's not money, it's children. It is... anything?
No. Marital harmony.
Different
it's
hobbies?
Not kids.
No, it's not kids. It's not your
hobby. Money? Did you say money?
Yeah, not money. It is home decor. It's the way that we style our homes.
And home decor?
Yeah, the things and renovations.
Oh, renovations can drag people apart. I tell you what, families.
A new study in the UK has revealed that nearly half of couples say they've been at loggerheads with their partner over the design and decoration of a new bathroom or kitchen. 2 out of 5 admit to lying to their partner that they like their taste in design for 100%. The sake of domestic harmony. And 1 in 5 said their house did not feel like a home because they had to compromise on the design. Well, 1 in 8 said they've broken up.
100%. I've been to mates of mine's houses that I'm like, oh, I think just 3 women have lived here the whole time. Where do you actually live, mate? And he's like, in this house. Mm. You're like, there's no sign.
He's still
that a
married.
Man is in the property.
He's still married.
Yeah.
That's right.
But there's a thing such as a man cave, but there's no woman cave. You know
really
what I mean?
Robin, it's a really weird thing to be a house renovator, which we were for years and years years. You turn up, and a lot of the houses, because people always want to live in them while you're renovating, which
insane.
Means you turn
not
up
helpful.
At like 20 to 7, and it's completely insane. You used to turn up at 20 to 7 in the morning. And the number of times I could, if I got a dollar for each time, will you tell him? They were still having the argument, okay? Well, you're going to have to tell him. That would be her telling him, the wife telling the husband, that they had to tell me something when I arrived, and I'd already arrived and they hadn't heard me, and therefore he
what
kept
would that,
Marta.
What was sort of things like, put
most
that
of the,
wall
most
back.
Of my people are like, well, no, she wanted changes.
Yeah.
Because I'd
Where's
always
my
say,
purse?
We can change anything in Reno. We can change anything. It's just a matter of
it's
cost.
It's going to cost you.
How much it's going to cost. So he was always sent out, and he knew...
the spokesperson.
Sorry, and I'm talking he and she. The and it's always, as Nick said, it's always the girl. Like, we knew we were talking to him, and he had to say, this is the old days, maybe things have changed. He had to pay, but the wife always had the say.
Final say. So if he told you, did you check with her?
No, well, she'd sometimes do a drawing on what she'd want, yes, and it's a long story, but God, I tell you what, you just had to obey her. If you didn't obey her, if you went with anything that he said, I said, is this your idea? No, it's not my idea. Okay, well, that's good. Mm.
Really?
Oh, that's the truth, isn't it? But you've got to live with that. I find it in my own house. If I do anything in my own house and I don't consult Kath, don't you... Are you like that?
Like buy
my
things.
My wife always
like
says
doing that, little renos, doing fixing things up, or
well, we rent. So the good thing about renting is you just can't do anything.
Oh,
but my wife Luch always says if it wasn't up to her, the house would look shocking.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If I was the one in charge, if I lived by myself, and she's 100%
we're
correct.
We're aware of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd just be one wall would be a flat screen TV,
yes.
And the other walls would be bare, and there'd be a tower of Uber Eats bags.
I can't believe it's more than kids drawing things apart.
No.
Or money.
So what have you had one particular one in your house with Kath that you fought over, or do you just roll
well,
over?
Well, I sometimes
and go
and do things.
I know, but you can do it, whereas if she's dictating
she
to you, that
know.
Would not end
I'm
well.
I'm quick enough to have put a wall up before she gets home, and then she goes, well, I've had to knock things down, yes.
I guess my wife and I have fought over renovations, but... Yeah. At a rental property, and we didn't do them. It was our dog. It was the Staffy. Yeah. She's decided.
Front door gets eaten.
Yeah, chew a bit of that, chew a bit of that.
I love how you say, oh, I just put a wall up.
Mm.
Oh, and then she noticed. Yeah. Where was it? It's down the middle of the bedroom?
No, it was in
it was in an old lounge room.
Yeah.
I put a fireplace in once. Oh, no, this is boring.
But no, just, no,
it was her birthday the next day, and I thought, you know, I'm going to give her a fireplace for her birthday. So it's a fair bit of work to put the flue and everything as well. She was at work.
Did she want a fireplace?
No, that's exactly right.
I
that
can't
fireplace
believe.
Is gone now, okay? It lasted about 3 years. She said, I always hated that fireplace. That's now a bathroom at our house.
She's like, Marta, we live in Brisbane. I want air conditioning, not a fireplace.
It's so true.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Did you go overboard on the punt? Did everybody think you were a loud, sweary person? The Big Breakfast Weekend Regrets.
I had a big weekend regret.
What was it?
And that was I was too busy doing bloody stand-up comedy shows all and not selling nights. Umbrellas. God, when I went out to the valley afterwards, whoever designed the valley, I just think went, nah, there's no chance it ever rains in southeast Queensland. Why would it?
Actually, it doesn't handle the rain very well, does
no.
it?
No. No.
Right. Do you want to go, Robin?
Yeah.
So we turn up. We knew Robin was going to Kylie on Sunday night.
I was a big fat sook. We didn't end up. We got three quarters of the way there, and because they banned, because it was at Siramay and there was so much torrential rain that they then banned cars and stuff, and so you had to get a bus from Carindale.
What?
And so we didn't do that. We were going to get dropped off, there was so many cars. It probably would have been a 2 or 3K traffic jam.
How many people would have been there?
Well, it was sold out, but Dobbo 15? Was supposed to go too, and he didn't go. So I reckon there was a lot of really soft people.
Dobbo from sports.
Yeah, because his wife wanted to go.
But so, I saw a photo of Kylie, so she went ahead with her performance.
She did. She wore gumboots.
Now, if 10,000 people were there, she wore gumboots.
Yeah, that's really what I want to talk about.
How many millions of dollars worth of footwear would have been ruined yesterday?
Absolutely. If you didn't have your wellies on. I actually got my wellies
CMC?
Out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the last time I'd had them was during the floods.
Concreting. Oh.
They had concrete.
Do you have a pair? Like, the girls have that. Like, I've got my running shoes, Aaron Williams, and my concreting boots. Is that what the girls have? I have
my wellies that I wear to festivals or when there's a flood in Brisbane. Yeah. They're the two times.
Easter festival.
So now, you just got three quarters of the way there, saw the traffic.
We went back to my place because there was a group of girls with me, and so we then played Kylie really loud
on Alexa. Because they had babysitters, some of those girls.
And ate the food that we were supposed to take in and drank.
Did you play it in the backyard so you keep the wellies on? You know what I mean?
Dancing in the rain.
So I do regret being really soft because I've seen heaps of people on Facebook who, you know, actually did it. They stayed and they...
And they'll probably be ill in the next 2 days with a cold. What about the CMC? Did you country music? What's the C stand for?
Country music.
Country music. Cool.
Concert.
Be careful, everyone. It was on Friday at Willowbank when that rain was just wicked. Yeah. I wonder if anyone there had some weekend regrets. Did you see him on TV? They were deep in mud.
Casey Chambers was there. Troy Cassidaly. I saw them performing.
Half of their songs are about getting out there in the rain and the hard yakka. You know what I mean?
Or they're about drought, so it's a bit ironic.
Okay. Do you want to see if other people have weekend regrets?
Well, what got called off?
Yeah.
What did you miss out on?
You have absolutely nothing that you regret.
I had to work on Saturday, so I behaved myself all weekend.
What about Saturday night and Sunday?
Straight down the line, went to bed.
Just three sleeps back to back.
Praise the Lord.
Was that a coma?
Praise the Lord. This has never happened before.
It will never happen again.
Hold on. You know who did have regrets? There were a few parents I knew that loved cricket getting called off Saturday morning.
Yeah.
The parents that had regrets are going, my kid does basketball. It never gets called off.
Oh, no. I'm going to have a regret because we lost a game on Saturday at 9 a.m. at Albany Creek. My regret's going to be in about a month's time when I have to play it on a Wednesday. Sean of North Lakes. What's your weekend regret?
Yeah, hi guys. Mine started early Friday. I thought I'd catch the train to beat the traffic home on Friday afternoon on Gympie Road.
Oh, it was Gornsky.
Yeah, it took us 2.5 hours to get home to North Lakes on Friday night.
Now, I believe all the tracks were flooded and signals were down. Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, the signals were down, and when they stopped, we were even short of a station, so we couldn't even get off and catch an Uber, so we just had to sit there and wait with no communication from Queensland Rail.
Oh, boo!
I was pitching this to my crowds over the weekend, right? We've got Lime scooters here, but you see how quickly the weather turns. Lime jet skis.
Mm.
Come on. Oh, when are we getting them?
Just have
some sitting around the city. You never know when you're going to have to smash
that
through some water.
An $8,000 piece of machinery getting hired for 3 minutes.
Mark of Thornlands, weekend regret?
The Johnny Farnham concert on the Gold Coast, cancelled.
Oh, no, and that's going to be his last one too, isn't it?
he'll never make a comeback after that. No.
No.
But that wasn't weather-related. Wasn't that a health-related thing?
It was health, and we still had to use the hotel. So the girls took a pamper package weekend. So, yeah, that was great.
And what did you do?
Oh, footy.
Drink.
Are you regretting that?
Oh, yes.
Do you reckon that was on Sunday, was it?
No, Saturday night it was supposed to be. Because my sister was going to go too. I'm with you, Mark.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, so he spent money on nothing.
No. He just got to drink at the hotel. It sounds like he's nailed the weekend.
I know, yeah. That's all right, Mark. You got
daughter
some
and spas, mate. Sauna and spas.
Hold on, spas. Mark, listen to this.
What?
What do you got, Mark?
Sauna and spas.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you had a prize for him.
I did have a prize for him. $200. Well, thanks to Barista Brothers. Seriously good story. Needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee.
Oh.
You sort of ruined the story there.
Oh.
I used to get some money. It's the big breakfast, Triple M.
Awful, awful, awful news out of New Zealand. We were all fairly stunned Friday afternoon the news unfolded of a terrorist attack. And one person who's had some very personal stories out of New Zealand is our very own Claire Sherwood from the newsroom, because you are from Christchurch, Claire.
Yeah, that's right. So I was born and bred in Christchurch, grew up there, moved from Christchurch to here in 2012. So
you're one of many Cantabrians that came over from Christchurch after the earthquake, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. About a year later, yeah.
Mm.
So you've still got a lot of family there and you've been speaking to them. Tell us what happened to them on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, look, Friday, I was just leaving here at the time when I saw the news coming through that this had happened, and obviously first thing, get in touch with the family. Now, everyone was in lockdown at that stage, so we had a Facebook Messenger group of all of my immediate family, all of my sisters and my mum. One of my sisters sent a photo of her. She was literally under her desk in darkness in an office quite far from where the shooting had happened. But at this stage, they still thought that there were several different crime scenes across the city. They didn't know what was going on, where was going on.
Well, how were they getting their news, the people or your sisters who are on the ground?
Yeah. To be honest, through me or through their phones. Oh. So all these office buildings, you know, it's not like the media like us. We've got TVs everywhere. They're all, you know, computers off, get under your desk was the instruction. So they're hiding out, obviously worried about their kids. So my best friend, my sisters, all of their kids are, you know, probably a good 45-minute drive away from where they were at that time. Kids are being put into lockdown at school. Parents are put in lockdown in the offices and no contact between the two. So even parents who were turning up at schools were being told, stay in your car, do not come in. We're in lockdown procedure. One of my sisters, she works quite high up for a kindergarten, so a kindergarten company. So she put about 70 preschools into lockdown within minutes.
That's amazing, though, isn't it? The speed of that.
She said out of about 65, Nick, only two preschools questioned why. The rest of them just said, right, we're on it, straight away.
And what
into
does that mean?
That means lights off. The curtains closed, kids into one place, so into the sleeping room where there's no windows, for example, full lockdown procedure for several hours.
Do they practice that?
They practice this, especially since the earthquake, since there's been, you know, the need for emergency procedures. They've got these mass casualty policies in place. My sister, though, said late on Friday when I got in touch with her, she had a really, really awful story of the kids were all getting picked up when the lockdown lifted, and the CEO and HR manager were left with one child at the end of the day, a three-year-old girl, and they're trying to contact the family of this little one, and the parents never arrived. The parents were both at the Dean's Avenue Mosque at the time of the shooting.
Oh,
both
Jesus.
Have lost their lives.
Oh.
So what happened to the little girl?
So the three-year-old went home with the CEO on Friday night, the Ministry of Education put processes in place to have that child collected and taken by the police.
The other family and stuff.
So what, you know, over the weekend, is everyone sort of coming to terms with it? And my goodness, your Prime Minister is exceptional.
Oh, can we have her? Can we get rid of Palaszczuk and Scott Morrison? And she just runs Australia as well.
She is phenomenal. And I think she's
not banging it on either.
No,
she's
natural. She leads the way for so many. I think all of Christchurch, all Cantabrians really get behind that. It's the way it is. Sadly, since the earthquakes, that whole idea of community coming together is a big thing. So I think over the weekend, there was a lot of rallying around, a lot of, you know, my family and friends were cooking meals for the families. I saw this morning a developer is on Facebook saying, I've got, you know, 16 apartments across the city. They're available for free for any family who need to come to be with their loved ones at this time. So it's rallying over the weekend very much.
Can I check a technical point? Do the cops in New Zealand wear guns?
No.
They don't, do they?
So the cool story about the guys, that the two cops that actually arrested this bloke, they were actually rural cops who are from a small town, like smaller than the likes of Gatton. They were in Christchurch for training of dealing with armed offenders.
Oh.
They saw this car, they noticed the rego plate, and they decided to ram him off the road and
spectacular.
Apprehend him. Without any weapons.
Wheels still spinning. They pulled him out of the car, across the passenger seat, and then grabbed one of his guns.
Didn't have guns on him.
They didn't have guns. They have reached in, grabbed him, pulled him out, grabbed one of his guns off the passenger floor and arrested him.
Yeah, wow.
And dragged him up the sidewalk, or the footpath.
Yeah, so he had five guns with him and they had none and they brought him in within 36 minutes of the shootings as well. So wow. Pretty phenomenal on their part.
Pass on all their love from everyone in Brisbane.
Thanks, Claire. Big breakfast, Triple M.
As surprised as you are all going to be about this, yesterday as I was driving around our fair city, I was listening to Triple M's NRL show, talking all things footy.
No, I wasn't listening to it. Yeah,
just prepping yourself for the...
Okay, Wendell? Dan Ganane.
Hey, Wendell.
I think Wendell is, but I heard him. I heard Dan and Gordy chatting.
Oh, right, Gordy, yeah, before he does the Matt. Does he do Matty John's on Sunday nights?
Sunday, yeah.
Oh, God, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, you're going to stump me with too many questions about
don't
this because I don't
deep.
Know.
What we should just be wrapped. NRL.
Yeah. Okay.
What a weekend of NRL it was. Oh, that was leading into the two games yesterday, Arvo.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you know that someone got really badly injured on the Saturday? I think it was the
just
Saturday
someone.
Afternoon.
Someone.
Okay. This
there
is...
were three games on Saturday afternoon. I watched all three of them and there were a couple of
okay,
injuries.
Did anyone
someone
get injured?
Got an owie.
Yeah, yep. Somebody. No, that Tyrone Roberts got carried off last night with an Achilles
no, it wasn't
Saturday.
That. Oh. Can you think of anyone else that got hurt?
Oh, God. Hold on. I was
I'm
watching.
Sure most people.
I was watching a wall at Fox Sports because I was doing the Rugby Super Saturday. We had three games on. Rugby League had three games on. There were three games of A League. I had three screens going for 7 hours. With three, nine, so I watched nine
wow.
games of football.
You're in like
seven
the rugby matrix.
It was just incredible.
Okay.
Oh, I can't remember.
Well,
who got injured? You tell me.
Well, I will tell you. But it was what he did to himself that even made my eyes water.
Tyson Frizzell.
Yeah.
Rupture testicle operation.
Can you stop saying that? That's really painful.
The NRL physio who gets these things right most times says that's going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Physio, you need more. Than it doesn't need a rub.
Just rub it out. No DP'd on that
he
one.
He got a knee to the groin. This is terrible for the... Is this what you want to talk
yes.
about? Because they're already without Jack DeBellin and without Tyson Frizzell. They're the two
who's
state of origin for... Jack DeBellin was the one who's in
no,
bit
no,
of trouble.
Who's this guy?
They're Tyson Frizzell, he is a magnificent... He's state of origin player.
Oh.
Oh, he's a great player.
For who?
For New South Wales.
Okay, right, I'm sorry.
Get the whiteboard, someone. Bring it over here. Now, here we've got some
joy.
So he's playing for the Saints, so they're in a bit of trouble. Is that
okay.
what you wanted to talk about?
No, I wanted to talk about, even I think that would possibly be the most excruciating
oh, God,
injury
yeah.
ever. Like,
hold on. I just
how...
saw a photo of him. Look at this.
Oh, not that one.
Yeah. Not.
I know they're sending pics around.
Does that look like it's already starting to swell up?
Oh, you poor fella.
Because what happens? They turn all blue and black and purple and everything else and swell up to the size
how
of a tennis ball. Because
are you commentating a ruptured testicle right now? It's blue and black and purple.
Have you heard that? Have you had
playing
one?
Cricket, I've seen two. Because even if there's some kids, you know, when you're young, some kids didn't used to put the box on because they go, I'm not using that after it's been down your undies. Mm. And next thing you know, they cop one in the nuts. And my God, like a mango, like a purple mango.
Well,
be an
I think it's
fruit,
just another rugby league player busting a nut. No, I don't think that's it news to anyone.
Do you want to find out if other people have done it?
As in, do you want to run one of the great radio phoners?
Yeah.
Have you popped one down there?
Well, I do. Maybe.
There's different things flick you, Robin. It is amazing. There's not
1-3-3-5-3. Relive.
Every single
rupturing
bloke.
A nut.
Every single bloke, surely. Have you everyone, just let's do a poll. You had one?
Correct.
Cop one? I've cop one.
Cop one, yeah.
All right. And you cop one in the knackers.
Well, no. No.
Well,
no,
yes, it is.
No.
You want to hear about what happens if you rupture a nut?
I don't.
When did you cop one in the nuts? Is that it?
That's what it is.
There was a former All Black captain called Buck Shelford who got his testicles rucked by a tag, okay, and got caught in there. He went off.
What happened?
Tough,
he got rucked.
Tough bastard, mate. He went off.
But what happened to them? Sorry.
They used to be able to stand on people with your boots in the old days if they didn't give
was
you the
that
ball.
You?
Someone
did you do that
no,
to
he was
him?
Playing France or someone, and he went off, got it stitched up, back on.
Oh!
So, Rob, we could run this phone topic every Monday and until the end of the world, there would be people ringing up because every bloke has had his testicles injured at some stage.
Oh,
is that an
I just remember. I'd push mine down. I remember what happened to me.
You compartmentalised.
Yes.
Go on.
Yeah. I was very drunk on a push bike. This was about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, no.
Riding home after a gig down in Melbourne. And as I'm approaching my apartment building, I thought, I'm pretty blind. Perfect time to do a mad skid out the front of the house.
Yeah.
Try and do a skid, lost control, hit a tree, nuts right into the handlebars, right?
Oh.
But I was so drunk that my nuts have hit the handlebars and I thought, that's meant to hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
When will this hurt?
Yeah.
And it it didn't hurt until
woke up.
Couple days later. Oh. I don't. I'm trying to word this in a way.
Yeah.
No. How do I say this without losing my job?
Swollen.
I was helping myself out.
Yeah.
Helping myself out.
Barbecuing alone.
Barbecuing alone. Yes. Barbecuing alone. Yeah. And at the end of that, it's meant to be one colour and it was red instead.
Oh. Goodness. Okay,
and I had to go get a scan on my nuts. I had to get an ultrasound.
That is truly an eruption.
What
was the actual question?
I don't know. Well, I didn't start this.
When did you rugby league wrap up? It was Robin's rugby league wrap up.
When did you cop a bad one in the knackers?
Let's go to Paul.
Okay, Paul of Mount Cosby, what happened?
Well, I was getting in a canoe and mate was getting a canoe on the other side of the canoe and I had one leg over and he pulled down to get in the canoe on the other side and whack!
Oh, classic eruption.
Got it.
Okay.
I lost one.
Did you actually lose one?
Oh, no.
Yep, lost one.
Oh, that's not
very the lead there, Paul.
Be respectful.
Lance Armstrong, he's lost one. Tommy Radonikis has only got one.
Thank you, Paul.
Hold on. Can we just remind everyone, this really happened on the rugby league field. Tyson Frizzell copped a knee in the groin and he's had an operation.
I was trying to just say that must be the most excruciatingly painful thing to happen to a bloke ever. And look what's unfolded. Tim of Bald Hills.
Oh, should you say unfolded?
What happened?
How's it going? Yeah. I did a backflip off the Bribie jetty.
Yeah. And you landed it. Congratulations. 10 out of 10.
At Bongaree. Where were you at Bongaree?
I was fully spread-legged, and just... And that was the first thing that had contact with the water.
Okay.
Oh. And I've heard of a belly flop, but a ball flop.
Like a ball flop, And I was lying on the... I was lying on the beach for a good 20 minutes, eh? Yeah.
Was it okay?
Did you lose one?
Well, my right one was all, like you said, like a mango.
Now, is that right? And it was blue and black. Did you have a partner at any stage? Like, did you get her to check it out?
No, I didn't have a partner at the time.
Self-medicate. Now, Robin's testicle curious. We're all quite clear.
I was. I'm not anymore.
This is what happens if you have them. They're the pain of our existence.
You know when Phil Hughes died and we all left our cricket bats out the front in a sign of support? I reckon today everybody put a golf ball on your doorstep.
For
we're
Tyson.
Hearing about all these people that have lost a nut.
He hasn't lost it. He just hurt himself. Adam.
The first bloke lost one.
Of Boronia Heights. Right. Morning.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah. Tell Robin what happens. What happens when you get... Well, how did you get hit first?
So, a few years ago, I actually went out to Sanford to the paintball centre out there.
How much fun is that?
it was great fun. Up until the point where I ran out of ammo and decided, oh, look, it's still making the sound. You know, you just pull the trigger, it sounds like you're shooting.
Yes.
Now, where I was standing, there was a blind spot just below me going downhill. Next thing you know, I just see this head pop up about 2 feet away from me, and then comes the gun, and then just bang, I just took a shot straight to the ghoulies.
Oh, no. How did they go?
I'm fine. Nothing exploded or anything, but I think I lay there for about 3 to 4 minutes, not really being able to breathe properly. And then I slowly, walked my way down the hill while still getting shot at. So that was a lot of fun.
I've had about 4 mates, I reckon, that have hurt their nuts doing paintball.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's getting to the point where they're going to be able to join in on Anzac Day, I reckon, just to paintball injuries.
Big breakfast triple.
Have you done the weather stuff? What's the weather doing? Ants are moving around, and where are they going? They're going up because it is about to rain like nothing else in the next couple of weeks. I didn't want to play that. I was just checking out the weather.
Oh, I did.
I don't like to gloat.
Yeah.
Did it rain much on the weekend?
Oh, come on. No. Hang on. So we've had, if you've, haven't been following the ant chat, it's been going for a number of weeks because the ants went up, they took their furniture.
That's right.
They thought about bringing
took
their furniture down. They decided not to. So what were the ants doing this weekend, Marto?
I had a bit of a look
course you
they
did.
They were sort of baffled. They weren't moved because they have been moving all their gear up into the house.
Again,
they were somewhere,
yeah.
I don't know where they're living, in the walls and ceilings and everywhere else. They'd been moving really quick on the weekend. They were buggered. Okay. They were just sort of,
well,
they were really sluggish.
You just want to put your feet up after you've moved house.
They were really sluggish. They didn't know what to do.
Well, it was raining.
I know.
So, you
and
know.
They went, job done. Well,
right.
Now I wonder how long this is going to last. So,
so
as
when do
I said
I take
last
my doona
week,
down?
People laughed at Noah. And next thing you know, he's a biblical hero. We wouldn't have any animals today
so
if it wasn't for Noah. Yeah. And I don't know what happens from here, Robin. I'm not...
Really? That's okay. You'll check out
like
the
a,
ants.
It sounds like a new book of the Bible's coming out, finally.
Yes.
And Marto is at the front.
I have yellow carded.
Who have you carded there?
I have carded you for this before. You can't compare yourself to biblical figures.
I'm not saying I walked on water or made any wine out of water or anything like that.
But
didn't
you
do
just
that.
Chatted to the ants.
Yeah, you stayed out of the water.
I think I saved a lot of people.
Did you? Mm. Great.
Twice is too many for getting a card like that.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
The big breakfast.
Did rain a lot though, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did. We'll give you that. Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.